Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Len Fasano is with us for a few minutes this morning. He is a state senator. Sadly, he's about to hang it up and go into real life. So there you are. And he's with us for a few minutes this morning. Morning, Len. How's the summer been so far?
So far, so good. How about you?
It's all right. You know, I'm getting a little stir crazy, but I'm okay. And there's certainly been enough going on. Of course, we can talk about the virus, and I don't know how much of this is tied to the virus. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, you know, it seems like every day, Len, we have a demonstration of some sort. To credit, I've got to say the people in Hartford have been pretty good. I mean, hey, okay, I understand your concerns. But you had a piece you put in the, basically in the Connecticut Post, I believe it was, and the News Times. What exactly is it?
So, you know, look, there are issues of racism and police accountability that we have to talk about at all levels. And I think that really needs to be discussed. And having some changes in the laws, police have great responsibility. With that should come accountability. And I don't think that that's much of an issue of disagreement. So I think we could talk about those things. But you can't have a sort of a mob mentality that we don't see here in Connecticut, luckily. But
no,
we have, although a little bit, where people are using violence, and the ones with the loudest voices and the most violent determine what stays and what goes. And I think that these are not necessarily the same people who are looking at racism, but they're using the shield of that real issue.
Right.
To do other things.
Well, go ahead, Len. Well, no, I was just saying there's more to this than, you know, racial equality and, you know, the police. I mean, there are people, the heads of Black Lives Matter, for example, basically say, we want to fundamentally change America. That's what they really want.
And to do that, you start off by tearing down every symbol that stands for America and try to figure out a race connection just to justify your actions. But even if we could have a debate on what symbols stay and what symbols go and what symbols perhaps are not the best, but that is what democracy is about bringing those issues forward, having it discussed, and then some group makes that decision as a collective group that's entitled to make that decision. It shouldn't be a group of folks who decide, I'm going to tear down this building and a spray paint, I'm going to commit a crime to do it. That's where anarchy can't exist. We are a nation of laws. Like it or not, we're a nation of laws. Laws reflect society. And our society needs to say, look, you know what? There are issues we need to be discussed, and there's actions we may have to take, but we're not going to take it by mob rule and violence and threats and destruction. That isn't what we do as a society. But the folks who want anarchy, who don't want anything that resembles the fundamentals of our country, which is democracy and the right of free speech and the right of protest, but protest without violence, they want that type of rule. And that's what you see out there.
The headline, by the way,
it's
a piece that was in the News Times, but I think it was Hearst Papers. Senate Republican leader Len Fasano, fight racism, don't destroy a country, which is exactly what you're saying. And a lot of this, I mean, Len, I think you've noticed, but, you know, for example, they're pulling down, you know, statues of abolitionists. I mean, some of this stuff is just blind stupidity. And so there you go. There's a, I guess, oh, God, what was it in Washington? There was, I can't remember what it was. Oh, it was a Lincoln statue.
And the Emancipation statue.
Yeah, did you see that stupid woman? Yeah, she's sitting there yelling at this black guy who's actually guarding it to protect it, okay? And she's going, it's the racist. I mean, this woman has no mind whatsoever. And so anyway, the guy says, well, who paid for it? And it turns out it was blacks, former slaves, who paid for the darn thing.
It was the ones who were freed by the emancipation said, we want to pay for it. And that's what they paid for. Now, the anarchists are trying to say, well, it's racist because it's an African-American on one knee below and Abraham Lincoln's on. Now we're talking about art form. You know, that's the reason why we're taking it down.
Everybody's a critic.
You know, that stood for something. I mean, that stood for the idea that art symbolism. There were many sketches on that because I read up on it. There are many sketches, and this is the one that they felt was best at that time to signify the getting rid of slavery. And now we're looking at it, judging our rules and our times, and saying that was bad when it was done way back there, paid by those who are emancipated by the very statute that it symbolizes. It's crazy, but those people don't want to know about history. Right? It doesn't.
No.
History is irrelevant to them. It's about destruction. It's about tearing down a country. It's about breaking our fundamentals. That's what this is about. This is nothing to do about the real issue, which is a serious issue, and we need to talk about, which is racism.
Yeah. And then you ask them, well, what do you want to replace it with? And they go, well, I don't really know. We just want to get rid of this. Okay.
That's right. We just want to get rid of this. And we want to get rid of that, of what that stands for as a something that America's evolves. It evolves all the time. Laws reflect society.
Yes. And
laws are unenforceable unless society really does accept them. I mean, we could write laws, but if society is going to reject them, it doesn't do us any good. So, and our laws have changed. Just as our country evolves, and there is a past to our country, and it could be ugly at times, and it has been ugly at times, but that's the past of our country. And we're trying to somehow establish the morals and society rules today, pick them up and bring them back 100 years ago and say, look how awful all this was. Yeah. But that's how we evolved to where it is. It's stages. Right. It's a learning process. That's the formation of a country. And our country is not perfect by any stretch of imagination, but we certainly are one of the best countries in the world and allow people the greatest opportunity in the world. And that's why millions and millions of people come to this country for that opportunity. And these anarchists just don't like that.
Hey, Len, it's just kind of off topic a bit, but as you know, you're just about done with the Senate. You're going to practice law? What are you going to do?
I guess I'm going to, I do practice a little bit now, not that much. I'm going to miss government. I really, really love what I do.
Well,
and I don't know how I'm going to fill that void. That's probably the biggest thing. And I thought I'd ease out, but it's this Corona thing and special session and still dealing with issues. It's not tapering off. It's almost at the full level.
Oh, it's intensifying.
So, yeah, and I'm going to have withdrawal symptoms. I don't know what I'm going to do with, I haven't really figured it out yet. There hasn't been a time for reflection on this, but I'm going to miss it. I really love what I do. I love to serve. I love to help.
It's clear.
I love bridging gaps and talking to people on all different issues and learning, and I'm going to miss that building. I think it's been a very huge educational tool for me to understand other people's points of views. And as I said many times, I'm not the same person I got into the Senate as I am now, because the people in that building changed me and made me think
they
differently.
Do. And hopefully
and
you've changed them a bit.
For it.
All right. Hey, Len, thanks for being on. I wish you the best for the 4th of July. I hope you get through the quarantine okay. And maybe we can meet for a drink somewhere someday in the near future. Take care of yourself,
thank
Len.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. By the way, if you want to read Len's piece, it's newstimes.com, newstimes.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.